And it sounds like this is part of an overall plan to sort of revitalize the downtown area. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've put together a strategic plan for our core downtown area about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And basically, it's built on a couple foundation points. One, growing downtown residential living, growing retail, because we've really had some retail leave our downtown areas. It happens in a lot of these small towns when they go out to the big box stores. And also creating some sort of hot spots for cultural experiences downtown, because that's one of our key tenets, is that you need to have more than just shopping and eating to be able to draw people from outside of your community into your town center. And, part of that, we already have the Buchanan Center for the Arts. We're working on the South Main Arts Center, but it seemed like it was a perfect fit. The college has this thing called the Witt Theater, which is a black box kind of theater in the round. And what they mean by a black box theater is it's not a proscenium arts theater where people are sitting around a stage. It's a configurable space, for one-act plays, for experimental theater, things like that. And it was in the basement of a building that's since been decommissioned at the end of the school year. So it was like a perfect opportunity to see, can we find a place to move this existing kind of epicenter of culture and performance and teaching downtown, to see if there was a win-win for both of us.
Yeah, and are you also looking to sort of tie in the downtown with the college?
Well, we're always looking for opportunities. I mean, we on the city side and the college administration know that a healthy Monmouth makes it easier for the college to thrive, easier for them to attract quality faculty members, easier for them to attract students. And on our end, a healthy college brings new jobs into the community, brings new young people who could possibly stay and be part of our brain pool in the community. So we know that it's a win-win, and we always try to work as closely as possible together to figure out where are those opportunities for collaboration and sharing.
And how soon will they be able to convert this space into this theater?
Well, they're looking to have it ready for some basic teaching in when students come back in August. And I think the first play is scheduled to be performed there in October. So it's a pretty aggressive schedule, but they've already started the demolition work. They're starting this week on the replacing the roof. And it's a really wonderful old space. And it's one of the few spaces downtown that has enough of an open area without supports. It's got a really wide roof area, so it's got about 20-foot ceilings and about 40, 50 feet wide where there's no supports there, so you can really do nice lighting overhead and flexible theater space as well and classroom space.
Yeah, I guess this building has been a number of different things over the years. Is that correct?
Yeah, it started off, it was built in the early 1900s as a skating rink of all things. And those are the old kind of skates that you would, buckle onto your shoes. And it was the Martha Brown department store for a number of years. It served as a place for, remanufacturing Pepsi draft machines, the soda machines that they have at McDonald's and things like that. So it's definitely seen many uses, and what's exciting is seeing an adaptive reuse of a building like that that's more in line with what it was historically built for. It's got, a really ugly kind of pebbled facade that was put on sometime in the 60s, back when they thought that covering up all this historical stuff, when that was the fad, but underneath that is some beautiful, cream porcelain brick. So it's going to be beautiful when this building just kind of opens up again and becomes not an eyesore on South Main, but a real destination point.
You or the college will be able to remove that sort of pebble covering and restore the original facade?
Yeah, that's one of the goals. And the way that the whole project is working, and it's a really nice public-private partnership, is a developer that we're working with to do some other downtown renovations, Franz Hobart, has actually purchased the building, and they will be owning it and renovating it. And the college is going to contribute some funds for renovation as well. But they're going to be doing a long-term lease. So it's a really nice fit because sometimes if the college, there's some friction if the college acquires a building because it becomes public service and it gets taken off the tax rolls. So this is a really nice way to have a college presence downtown without that one little asterisk that, you know, sometimes people aren't so excited about. It remains on the tax rolls. It's a really good public-private partnership. And it's a really good way to start that process of the college having a permanent presence downtown, bringing students down for classes, engaging community members in activities, and I think I'm thrilled to death. It's one of the most exciting things that has come out of the whole downtown renovation.
Is that unusual for Franz Hobart to buy a building?
No, they're actually, that is basically their model. Developers and their sweet spot is historic buildings in small towns. They understand how to use federal historic tax credits, state historic tax credits if they're available. They aren't available in our area in Illinois, but like in Iowa where they do a lot of development, they are. And, you know, their goal is they purchase these buildings, they renovate them, they lease them out, whether it's residential, retail, professional, or this educational. You know, and they have a business plan that runs out, you know, 10, 15, 20 years to be able to amortize and get that money back. And it's really good having a partner that's that invested in the building long term. And it's really the best of both worlds because we get the work done now, but we also have an owner who's got a vested interest in keeping that building up for the next generation.
Okay, so the Franz Hobart will own the building, I guess, and then lease it to the college, the space
yeah,
to the college?
Yeah, they're going to do a long-term lease with the college.
All right. And then what does the city, is the city involved in this project at all?
Well, we were helping, for the last year, we've been helping the college kind of explore different locations downtown where this might fit and what possible ways might work, whether it's rental, whether it's purchase, what might work. And, you know, part of what we're doing as well for these downtown renovations is they require so much money to get up and running, to get to be cash flowing, that a lot of these buildings we assist through a program that we call the Building Grant Fund, which is for buildings that are within our TIF district downtown, which is basically the central downtown area. We've got some money socked away in our TIF account that we can help kind of create some gap funding for the developer to make it feasible to renovate these buildings. And so we participated in that. So basically it's, you know, the college is investing money to get the space up, the city is investing some money, and the developer's investing some money. Between those three public-private entities, the space gets renovated, and then the college gets to enjoy that space and rent it long-term.
Any idea what this will cost?
It's somewhere between the $500,000 to $750,000 range, all told. I'm not exactly sure what the specifics are, you know, based on, you know, dressing rooms, bathrooms, all that sort of stuff. But that's the general ballpark.
Okay. Anything else you can tell me about this? Miss anything here?
I don't think so. I mean, it's just a really exciting thing that's happened downtown is this is going to be one of a dozen buildings that are getting renovated downtown. And it's kind of exciting to see that renovation start to creep on down South Main Street because that's really going to – that used to be the epicenter of commerce in town. And it's kind of dropped off, and South Main has kind of been the sort of redheaded stepchild for a number of years. And it's going to be exciting seeing this theater on one side of the street, the South Main Art Center on the other side of the street. The owner of the Rivoli Theater is working on trying to upgrade that facility. So there's going to be a lot of cultural draws there that I think are going to serve as a really nice catalyst for retail, for residential, for all the other growth that we want to see downtown. So it's thrilling for us.
Yeah, do you have any downtown residential growth on the drawing board right now?
Yeah, well, we're just about a couple weeks from finishing up 7 high-end loft apartments on the public square. And there's plans for about another 8 to 12 apartments in other buildings around the square. So the ones literally right across the street from City Hall are getting ready to be leased. The only thing that has to go in is the pistons for the elevator have to go in to finish that project off, and then those are going to be available for lease. I think they've got a couple of them already leased. And it's going to be perfect for, you know, those maybe empty nesters who don't need the big Victorian house anymore, or the new faculty members coming into the college. And we've never really had nice, quality, high-end rental in Monmouth anywhere. And so it's kind of exciting to have that happening. And that's, you know, part of what you need to have a vibrant downtown is you need not only people working there, but people living there, too, to keep that, you know, to keep it going after hours, things like that.
People can visit the downtown on foot, I take it, as part of what you're shooting for.
Yeah. And we're very lucky that we have, you know, a very pint-sized town, and our town center is right literally in the center of town. I mean, our roundabout where we've got Central Park, the town goes out basically 1 mile in each direction. So you're never more than just, you know, an 8-block walk from getting downtown and seeing what's going on.